This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
If for no other reason, root for the Mets to save Rick's voice.
To save my voice, let's save our tailgate, man.
We could be watching a last place team on June 1.
We might have Mets players at the tailgate.
Brett Beatty, would you like a hot dog?
I'd be the one, hey, Brett, drink hot dog. You'd be like, listen, Brett, this is what I'm going to need you to do.
Listen, you're flying open, okay?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Listen, fellas, watch this Frank Ntilikina video.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now, DiPietro Rothenberg, this is a big bouncy 7 o'clock hour. Get to the Yankees. More Mets. You got to just destroy them. Jets schedule. Rick has them at 12. First glance, and this is subject to change, 12-5. We'll look at the Giants schedule as well. We have the morning roast. I have one ready to go. Like, if you take off my pot of coffee right now, pour it into your cup, it's like a TV commercial. You take a sip and you'd be like, that's my morning roast today.
It's that good.
I think it's necessary. I think it's been building, and I think you'll like it, yes.
I can't wait. What a tease that is.
And then you'll explain the morning roast at about 7:30 to really line up the calls. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations and premise, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. 12-5. You feel good about your 12-5?
I feel pretty good.
Now, I'll leave this up to you. Do you want to take a couple calls on the Jets, or do you want to first do the Giants and then take calls on all the local teams?
I think maybe we take a couple calls on the Jets.
Okay. All right, then. Let's do that. 1-800-919-3776. We'll turn our attention to the Giants in a moment. Let's go to Mike in Princeton. Mike, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
This is so cool. I've never gotten to be on the radio before. This is really cool.
This is a big moment.
Yeah, so I wanted to, I kind of wanted your opinion. So the Black Friday game, you're looking to make another primetime game, another national television game. Not everybody's off on Black Friday, me included. And now I'm stuck sitting at my toolbox for the second half of the day watching the game instead of being productive at work. And I think that's a problem.
Well, a couple things. Firstly, why do you request now to take off on Black Friday?
I will the second I get to work tomorrow.
Exactly.
But but you think about it, like, you're looking for that to be like another elite game. You know, it's a big time game. It's a division game, and you make it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Really?
Yeah, because they think that they obviously feel like there's a lot of people off on Black Friday, and they feel like it's gonna be a huge number.
It's gonna do a huge number. And what's the game? It's Jets and who?
Dolphins.
It's Jets Dolphins.
It's gonna do a tremendous number, and it's the only game on that one day. And you're coming off a day on Thursday where you're relaxed, and now you want to stretch out on Friday, lie on the couch in the afternoon, and watch Jets Dolphins. Beautiful.
That's what I want too. It's just I don't know. Like, I feel like you want to make sure you get as many eyeballs.
Trust me, they're going to get a lot of.
What was on Black Friday, RJ? What was on Black Friday last year? Was it soccer?
USA, yeah. England World Cup. Yeah.
And it had a humongous number, right?
Yep.
Tremendous number. I have. I don't know whether I should launch this on you guys right now.
Launch it. Is this a hot take?
It's not a hot take.
Is this a Maple Leafs take?
Nope. No.
Is this a sea anemone take?
Nope. This is a... I guess I'll just come out with this now.
Come out.
You're not going to like this. RJ, I don't think you'll like it. I'm actually okay with it. Black Friday. Day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Jets Dolphins. This show, I believe, will be working it that day.
Says who?
The powers that be.
Yeah, I don't think that's it's gonna happen.
Oh.
Interesting time to bring this up.
Yeah, I need my extra day after Thanksgiving.
Well, here's the thing I'll say. I'm willing, if need be, to take one for the team and do the show solo that day.
And you'd like it. See, this is the problem.
No. Don't launch into I'd like it. I'm willing to do it. Listen to me closely. I want to do the show with you. If you determine you're going to take the day off and you have too many other things going on, family or whatever, I understand that. And I will, as they say, pick up the slack and do the show by myself.
Here's the difference between me and you.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, here's the difference. Is I'm an all for one and one for all kind of guy. That's the kind of guy I am. If I have to take the show off, I still listen because that's just who I am.
Okay, then you can listen to me on Black Friday.
No. If I'm not working and you're going to act like this, I'm not listening.
Well, honestly, what? How did I act? That because I think it makes sense.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
It was approached to me as, you know what, it makes sense for you guys coming off the full Thursday of games and the Jets playing Friday at 3, it makes sense for you guys to do the show. And my thought was, you know what, they're not wrong.
This is an interesting time for this conversation on May 12th.
Well, you know what, because I know what's going to happen. I know this is going to be a fight and I want to get out ahead of it is what I'd like to do.
It's because he wants to do the show by himself. Because he loves it. He craves it.
He did kind of float that out there. He just kind of snuck it in.
Of course.
Forget it.
I mean, even if it's not the case, his delivery just, I mean, you with the who's the dumbest on the show list, who would you fight?
Stop trying to garner attention. You know what? Forget it. I bring this to your attention, and now you're changing the narrative. Don't be lazy. Work the show.
You say that now. You understand the amount of time and energy I spend on Thanksgiving? Preparing this beautiful meal, none of which you do.
It's an all-day thing.
It's an all-day.
Aw.
Starts on Wednesday, all the way through Thursday. I'm stuffing turkeys and mushrooms. You name it, I'm doing it. I'm baking pies. I'm making pie crust.
Right.
So and you just willy-nilly.
You can't sit down and do a four-hour show? That's too much for you?
Okay, you act like the four-hour shows at a time of day where it's like, oh, hey, you had a rough one on Thursday, you know, get your rest and then pop up and turn the microphones on for 4 hours.
Well, then you'll have a weekend right after that. It's game day for you.
Of course it's game day. What would be better than just, hey, you had a nice Thanksgiving? Maybe sleep in.
Well, you know what? If need be, I'm here.
You suck.
Purple Belt Mike. Good morning, PBM.
Got out to the company, baby. Let's go, Jets! Woo!
Oh,
got
so 12 excited.
Wins. I got 14 wins, baby. The division is ours. The AFC is ours. The Super Bowl is ours. Let's go, Jets, baby. This is it. Namath, it's time to sit down because it's King Aaron Rodgers to take over, baby. Aaron Rodgers. Let's go, Jets. Woo!
It's mind-boggling.
Can I do my roast now?
Please.
Can I roast Purple Belt Mike?
You cannot willy-nilly do your roast whenever you want.
I'd like to roast Purple Belt Mike. Why do we do that? Why are we doing this?
He's excited.
No, he's not excited. Why can't it be?
Yeah!
Why can't it be 12 and we're excited if we get to 14? Why is it now it's 14, we're going to win the AFC East, the Super Bowl, Joe Namath, sit down?
Because that's what people think.
Ugh.
Because, you want to know why, honestly? Because the Jets fans rarely, if ever, have nice things. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
And you have a beautiful Aaron Rodgers and a team stocked with talent. And the window is this big. And the expectation is it's going to be great. So why not stand on the side of the pool and instead of dipping your toe in and saying, oh, you know what? It's warm enough to kind of maybe go in, jump right in. A big, beautiful belly flop on May 12th, right into the pool.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for jumping in, but why can't jumping in be like mixed with a little reality? Like a little sprinkle of, hey, guess what? First 6 weeks, real tough. We got the sixth hardest schedule in the National Football League. Like 12-5 is good.
12-5 is not good. 12-5 is great.
Okay, so
the over-under for the Jets is 9.5.
Right.
You're shattering that number.
Right. I mean, why are you disappointed?
Excited.
Well, yeah, I get it. But you just said you're set. Like, the reason why anyone is disappointed is because of the expectations that are set. So if now you come into this thing setting expectations that are, I mean, listen, I would give anything to win 14 games. But like at a certain point, you got to take a step back and be like, you know, I don't know about this one or that one. And then if it's 13 or 14 wins, be pumped. Awesome. Excellent. It's just whatever. I mean, he can choose how he wants to feel
about
it. Because
he's excited. That's the truth. He's very excited. And you know what? I don't blame him. If not now, when?
No, it has to be now. It has to be now. I have no problem with that being excited. I'm excited. I got a guy. I mean, I got you know, dads on my kids' baseball team walking around with Aaron Rodgers jerseys, big being Jets fans. Everyone's excited. But at a certain point, you got to also have. I mean, you got to be realistic about the situation too. At 14. I mean, you just said it. Your over under is 9.5.
Well, he's
and we're talking
in.
About 14.
He's very excited. Let's go to Eli in Deal. Good morning, Eli. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. What's up, Dave? Hey, Rick. Huge fans. You guys are really the goats, first off. Usually I call about the Mets, but I'm trying to push through right now, not knowing much to say about it. So we'll skip to the Jets for now. And I think based on also the guy I just called, like the Jets, yeah, they have a great team on paper, and I respect it. I mean, I'm not a Jet fan. That's why I'm a little bit of a realist about them right now. And let's be honest, no offense, Rick, but they've been like a dumpster fire the past decade. Not in a bad way, just that's the reality. And now, of course, great move, Aaron Rodgers, great signing, and they were pretty solid last year, imagine with him as a competent quarterback. But at the end of the day, though, even the Chiefs don't go 17-0. And now with the schedule release, how it's tough early, I'm wondering what you guys think of, like, a New York team also, how to respond to, like, let's say they don't start off 4-2, and they start off 3-3 or 2-4. Like, Super Bowl teams are built to, you know, stay close, chemistry. I just don't know how they're going to be built for, you know, this one-and-done road.
Well, because they have an elite defense. Because it starts with they have an elite defense. Right? I mean, you expect the defense is going to be one of the best defenses in football.
Better
and
be.
Will only be better, hopefully, because your offense is going to be competent. And they're not going to be on the – they're going to score points. You're going to actually have, like, extended drives where the defense is not on the field for too long. Like, that all should be better. Even to the point where, I mean, because you have Aaron Rodgers now and Nathaniel Hackett and their chemistry together, Aaron's familiarity with the offense is that now Robert Saleh can maybe take a step back and focus on what he does really well, which is the defense. Offense will take care of itself. He can focus more on the defense, which should make that better. And then have an Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And I'm willing to look at last season and him not having a great season because he was playing with a broken thumb and hope like hell that the offensive line can be figured out. That's why.
To me, that's the biggest thing, is the offensive line.
Of course.
I think the defense will be good. I'm not worried about Rodgers. You have a lot of weapons. The offensive line. Because as good as Aaron Rodgers is, he's not young, and he's not getting any younger. And you saw last year he got banged up, and if the offensive line is not good for the Jets, I think you have a real issue on your hands.
Yeah, of course you have a real issue on your hands. I mean, that's going to be... It's going to be crucial to their success. If the offensive line can stay healthy, they can hold up. I mean, that's the real question right now. And I think also, I mean, how quickly can Aaron and Garrett Wilson get on the same page?
I don't worry about that as much. I mean, he's terrific. Garrett Wilson is an elite receiver. He might be the best receiver he's had since Davante Adams.
Yeah, I know he said that. But, I mean, how quickly? They don't have a long track record of having instant chemistry with young players.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to have to.
Of course he's going to have to. It's going to help. He's got Lazard. He's familiar with him. He's got, you know, Randall Cobb. There's familiarity there. I think Mecole Hardman's a nice piece. I think the running back they drafted is going to be a good player. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. Hopefully Breece Hall is, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take him to get back up to speed, but, I mean, we know what he's capable of doing. The biggest thing is the sense of urgency. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, you're not building towards, you know, 4 years from now. You're building towards week 17. You're building towards the end of the season. And that, you know, a couple things. A, that puts a lot of pressure on your team. A lot. Because if you start out rough and it's a slow start, all of a sudden the pressure mounts. It's not a team that's like, all right, you know what? You have a young quarterback. You have Bryce Young. And if you start out 4-1 and all of a sudden things fall apart, you're fine. You need this season to go great from start to finish.
Yeah, no, I mean, it can get off to a slowish start.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but you need this to be a great season.
Yeah, it has to be a great season. Now, this is why when you looked at, when I first glanced at the schedule, the thing I was most happy about was where the bye fell.
Well, you're in the middle, towards the earlier part of the season, right?
Week 7.
Before the Giants game?
Week 7.
Yeah, that's nice. Giants have it way, way late.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you say the NFL is good at what they do or bad at what they do?
I would say neither. I'd say they're great at what they do.
Great at what they do, right?
Great. Yeah.
Would you say that... That Amazon is pretty good at what they do.
Yeah, I think Jeff Bezos has kind of an idea of what's going on, yes.
And they pay quite a bit of money for the NFL, right?
Lots of money.
Okay, so you think they just willy-nilly decided on Black Friday that 3 o'clock was a good time? Hey, let's try 3. Let's try it. Maybe it'll work.
I think the thing is, it's not too early. It's not even too early on the West Coast. And I think you still get your night. So I think it's like that perfect window of Friday afternoon. The day after Thanksgiving, I think
it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah, but to think—I mean, to think that we're gonna roll this for a Black Friday game out, and we put no thought, time, effort, research into what time it should be at. It should be at 7. What? Because you said it should be at 7, or do you think that there's people being paid millions of dollars that have paid millions of dollars to decide when's the best time to get the most eyeballs? Unbelievable, man.
You really feel a way about this one.
Well, no, because it's like, this is stupid. Well, says who? Says you or the people that's job is to figure out what time should we put this game at to get the absolute most people to watch it?
Yeah, I have not one iota of issue with a 3 o'clock game on Black Friday. Do you?
No, I don't. And we'll work, and that's fine because we probably should work, in all honesty, because you get the Thursday slate followed by Jets playing on Friday. In an important game, in a season where everyone hopes that they compete to win a Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. All right. So, RJ, let me ask you this: since you kind of are the conductor of the show, what do you think? Calls? Or you think Giants schedule?
I think some calls. I mean, look at the people.
The people want to talk to us, don't they?
They're just teething. They need to gnaw.
They're teething.
Yeah, look at
that's what he said.
Full baby mode.
He's full baby mode. He's probably buying teething rings.
Yeah, the Jets wins or the teeth are just coming through. They need to talk to you guys.
How fast do you need the teething rings though?
A scotch on the gum kind of dad?
I won't be, but my dad told me that worked on me right to sleep.
Wow. Maybe it stunted your growth also.
You know what? Everything's on the table.
Everything really is. That was very nice. Randy in Queens. Randy, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Listen every day.
Thank you.
I would like to say, I was talking about the offensive line, like the Jets went around Brooklyn and kicked up some fat guys in front of the deli. We got Elijah Rudder Tucker healthy.
Yep. Beckton,
if he could play half of the season.
If he could play.
If he could just play, give us half.
Right.
He's barely played for years. But continue.
Okay. And we got the new guy, Tippmann, I believe. McKenna.
Yep.
I believe he could move around if we got the coaching staff for that. And McGovern wasn't bad last year. I really believe in McGovern.
Yeah, but Randy. Before we picked up the call, it says, Randy Queens, the Jets O-line will be good. And you just spent the last 30 seconds telling me, if. That was our point. If. No one knows. We don't know yet. I mean, do you know if Mekhi Becton's going to be a contributor? No.
I don't know how you could look at Mekhi Becton and say to yourself, I have full confidence in that guy.
The Jets can't look at Mekhi Becton and tell you that they have full confidence in the guy.
No. I mean, that's why you have Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, we all want to believe. Every Jets fan wants to believe that the offensive line is going to be good because we have to believe that. It has to be good. But you don't definitively know if it's going to be good.
Of course you don't. You're selling yourself. And I understand why you would do that. But you're selling yourself.
I'm very irritable today for some reason. I don't know what it is.
I don't think you're feeling great. I think it might be, the voice is involved. I think learning of this Black Friday show.
The way of learning of the Black Friday show.
I mean,
wait, a hatchet job.
What was wrong with that?
You know exactly what's wrong.
You know what you did.
No, I don't know. What was wrong with me saying that we're working on Black Friday or we're going to be asked to work on Black Friday?
You were from the top rope. Rick had no idea it was coming.
Well, because they pussyfoot around Rick. That's why.
Hey, what?
I'm sorry?
Pussyfoot.
I don't know if we should keep saying that.
I think one time was good.
Yep.
It's a popular phrase.
That was
the cat now.
That was more like a rhetorical. I'm sorry. That was an invitation to say it again, kind of thing.
They tiptoe around Rick.
You're having perfect. Quite the day.
Perfect.
I'm looking at it right here. Dictionary.
You googled it.
Please don't read it.
Another stealth Google.
Acting in a cautious or non-committal way.
Wow. What a shot by Ray. That right over your head.
I heard it.
I don't care.
Another stealth Google. Well done, Raymond.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, you know I'm sensitive. I mean, first of all, you know I'm sensitive. You offering to work by yourself. You know that makes me upset.
I offered as a team player to work by myself.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. I appreciate it, but I would rather the opposite. Like I do with us is one off, all off. That's my philosophy.
All right, let's just call it what it is. Dave went rogue and spoke for the whole show.
Right.
Let's just put it out there.
I didn't speak for anybody.
You did.
That's what he did.
You got back alley deals.
Just spoke for everybody.
You're going to have a real problem because you've been nothing but nasty recently. And I don't know if it's because you're not getting sleep or you're stressed out about the baby, but you and I are going to come to blows at some point.
Probably after that Thursday night game when the Giants have to go out west on a short week.
If you ever let me get to the Giants schedule, maybe we could really take a deep dive into that game.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you headed to the Giants schedule? It didn't seem that way.
Maybe we'll do it next after another call.
I'm done. I'm done. Really? Wait, if I leave, you know what happens? You get a raspy 2 hours and 30 minutes now. I go away, this show dies. Line up the calls, because if I go away, you got these two buffoons on the other side, and you got Bubbles, who barely has a voice over here.
Hey, manager,
is that what you want?
Management, Dave wants to work tomorrow also.
Yeah,
please,
also tomorrow.
Please line up a show.
You know what? Because I'm not scared of work.
Saturday Stump Rothenberg is back.
Yeah, show me something. Work tomorrow.
Because I work hard.
You do.
I don't complain. I show up. I put my head down. I bring in fruit. I do everything that needs to be done.
Show me something. Tomorrow, show.
I don't have a scheduled show tomorrow.
No, we'll get one on there.
We know people that make schedules.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet you they jump at that. I would say, you know, why don't we? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. Knicks win today, four of us tomorrow.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
That was not the agreement.
Why not? Because next win today, we do the show tomorrow.
Remember how you said you weren't speaking for everybody?
Yeah.
And you just did it again.
You work harder than us. You just said that, remember? So you got to prove it. We are hacks. We'll be off tomorrow. You will work.
Right. Head down, pastries, fruit. We heard all of it.
You and Anita, show tomorrow.
Break
it
down, want us maybe. To co-host the show tomorrow.
That's right.
Have fun.
Horse racing.
She may not even want you.
She probably doesn't.
She probably thinks you drag her down.
I believe last time we did a show together, she said, I will never do another show with him again.
Is that what happened?
You have that kind of effect on people.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm just lucky you guys welcome me.
And you, listen, it's the first smart thing you've said today.
I think you may see someone.
Yeah, like Jets wouldn't want to get off of a 1-5 start. Thanks, Tips.
Well, you know what?
Thanks for that expert analysis.
Is it a good game? The opening game of the NFL season. Did they give us two decent teams?
Tell you what, though. Did you see what I sent you? Mike Tannenbaum, Lions, Super Bowl.
Yeah, because smart people look at the Lions and see big things.
I don't know.
Those that are not in the know look at the Lions and say, ugh.
I don't know.
There's way too many people on this Lions bandwagon.
I'd like to see you get attacked by a lion.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
There'd be nothing left.
Even like just a mascot. Is someone dressed as a lion?
I'm allergic to cats. It wouldn't go well.
Break be a nice hives. Meal.
I mean, could you imagine that? I get attacked by a lion. Now I break in. I'm breaking in hives. It'd be terrible. Not to mention the fact it could rip my head off.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know who sent me a tweet? You have any idea? You won't be able to guess.
Is it like a celebrity tweet?
No. It's a celebrity on this show, maybe. Richard
Yarkin?
No, Richard Krzyzewski.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What did Rich say?
Richard Krzyzewski. Yeah. He says Rothenberg has to work as much as possible. Not like he's getting a check every July that makes him a wealthy, wealthy man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't mind, like, when it was said yesterday, and it was very hurtful yesterday, but I thought I perfectly delivered.
Because I don't get $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
The thing that aggravates me about when you come after me with that is, it's just the check doesn't come in July. So let's not use that part of it.
Okay. When does it
come? It's not in July.
Is it earlier?
No, it's not just one. It's not one lump sum.
Oh, it's many, many small checks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest about it, yeah.
So it's just like, is it a direct deposit situation?
Finally, yes, it is direct. It was a long time before we had direct deposit.
That's got to be on you, isn't it?
No, I think we were the last NHL team to get direct deposit.
Oh, my God. All right. You want to do the Giants schedule with me?
Before we get to the Giants, I want to ask you, because you didn't know, we're going to get to the Giants schedule. We have a whole hour, no commercials. I wanted to ask you, my 12-5, how similar to your first glance of the Jets? Because you didn't really tell me what your first glance.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think the Jets are in that 10-ish range. So do I think they could get to 12? Absolutely. 100% I mean,
what's 10 going to give you in the AFC, though, is my question.
I think 10 will probably get you right on the verge, if not in.
I don't like that.
Like, I'll be honest with you, though.
I know. I mean,
are games that, listen to these games that are, to me, coin flip games, right? Bills, Cowboys, Chiefs. I don't think at the Broncos is an easy game. Eagles is a tough game. Chargers, tough game. Even if I give you the Giants win, at the Bills is brutal. Dolphins twice. Like, at the Browns, that's a lot of really tough games. I think you could go 12-5. Absolutely. But I think you could be sitting more at a 10-7, which I think probably gets you in. And like you say, if you're playing really good football at the end of the season, maybe you go on that run.
I would have some concern that 10, I mean, does 10 get you in, though?
I don't know.
Oh, we went through the quarterbacks and everything else. I mean, 10 is going to be right there to have some question. I think.
Right there on that precipice to get in. That's correct. But if you get in, now maybe you're playing good football at the end of the season. Maybe you go on one of those magical runs in the postseason.
Yeah, I get you.
Right? I mean, listen, you could go 14-3 and host God knows who in the second round of the playoffs and lose that game.
Yep.
So I think the key is you want to be playing your best football towards the end of the year, and then you flip a coin and see what happens.
I will say, though, I mean, it and you've already seen this with ticket sales and everything else, I mean, excitement, but I just think as far as the locker room is concerned, it's very easy to say, you know, we're a team that can win, because that's what we always do. Like, I mean, there are plenty of times that I'd be asked, I'd be like, oh, yeah, playoff team, and then, you know, reality would set in, you look around and be like, what the hell was I talking about? I mean, you can, like, the Jets could talk like, hey, you know, we're this great defense and we're going to be, like last year, and maybe kind of believe it if you wanted to talk yourself into it. But I don't know how you wouldn't walk in that locker room now, see Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball around and be like, no, this is not a we think we can win situation. We can absolutely win.
Totally agree with that. Totally. And I don't mean to poo-poo your 12 and make you think that I don't think they can get to 12. I just think that there's more question marks surrounding this than maybe a lot of people do. I don't look at the Jets and just instantly say, that's a, you know, 12-5, win the division, get a bye in the first. Like, I don't know. I still have reservations, and I'd like to see. You want to, since you won't let the Jets go away, do you want to hear a little Sauce Gardner, who was on NFL Live yesterday?
Yeah, and then I promise we'll get to the Giants.
No, we won't. We'll never get
yes,
to the Giants.
Yes, we will.
No, I understand. We are the redheaded stepchild now of New York football.
I got the Giants scheduled just right here in front of me.
Yeah, but you won't let me go to it.
I want to make you want it.
I want it. Sauce Gardner, it's great to have Rodgers around this club right now.
It's great seeing how he approached every day, you know, when he at the facility. You know, he's been at OTAs just grinding, man. So, you know, it's just great to have him around.
It's got to be. And I mean, think about where you've been and think about where you are.
Yeah, I mean, that's going. I mean, you went from the outhouse to the penthouse at that position.
You really did. More Sauce Gardner, what was your reaction to Rodgers coming to the Jets?
Man, I was astonished. I seen the interview, the podcast, when he was with Pat McAfee, and he said that's where he wanted to be. But it felt even better seeing it actually happen. I couldn't wait to meet him in person. Couldn't wait to chop it up with him and just pick his brain a little bit. Yeah, man, it was a great feeling.
So it seems like those guys are like fast friends, huh?
Yeah, well, I think Aaron, just naturally you're kind of attracted to good players, I think. And I'm sure he watched Sauce play. I mean, they played them, and everyone realizes how good Sauce is. And what I like most about it was, you know, Sauce had talked earlier about how, you know, Aaron was kind of giving him some of like the tricks of the trade. Like, this is what quarterbacks are trying to do to you. This is what the offense is trying to do to you, and kind of coaching him up a little bit.
One more from Sauce. He says, Rodgers, this is a great one, injects a special kind of confidence to our team.
I ain't going to lie. A-Rod got that swag for me. Like, I know he been around for a little minute, but when he got to New York, for me, he came with that swag, man.
I mean, even the most pessimistic Jets fan, I don't know how you couldn't be just through the roof excited for what you're on the verge of seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even, like, I wish the season started tomorrow. Like, every Jets fan feels like that.
Well, you got 4 months. And then you get four months. The Monday nighter.
I'll be interested to see what happens with Hard Knocks, too. We haven't got that decision yet, right?
When does that? Why do we not have that decision? We're mid-May.
If you're a player, like if you're Aaron Rodgers, would you want that, though?
Maybe not, but if I'm the NFL, I'm going to almost demand it.
Right. I mean, for the NFL, I mean, it's a no-brainer, but would you want that distraction in the locker room?
Well, you know what? It's not. Is it ultimately the Jets' decision, though? If this is what the NFL wants,
yeah, maybe it's what Woody wants too. I don't know.
You know what? I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. I think Woody likes a lot of that attention. Do you follow Woody on Twitter? I follow him on Twitter, and like every once in a while, you'll get this tweet of like, can't wait for Aaron Rodgers, and like a video montage of him.
How else would I know what uniforms we're wearing? Since that's what he likes to tweet out is the uniform combination.
He does. I'd say we could go to the Giants, but can we?
Yes, now.
Are you sure?
A positive.
Why don't you tell people how they can get involved in the morning roast before we get to the Giants?
All right, morning roast. This is what happens. You pick up your phone. You dial 1-800-919-3776. And you'll now have the opportunity at some point in the next couple minutes to get live on the air with Dave, myself, RJ, and the handsome Raymond Santiago. And whatever it is that's on your mind that's weighing you down, something you're upset about that you just need to get off your chest because you can't go into the weekend in a bad mood, call, we'll talk about it, get it out, and then boom, Weekend free up. You feel great. Friday night, you're rolling. It's beautiful.
Love it. And I have a roast just ready to go. And I've had this one, you know, building and building, and now it will be
released.
Yeah, it'll be released in a couple of minutes. All right, then. 1-800-919-3776, the New York Football Giants schedule. Thank you for allowing me to go here.
We are the Giants.
September the 10th, 8:20. Country will be watching. Giant Stadium. The yucky, dirty Cowboys pay a visit. Week one. You want me to lead the charge here and also give my predictions all in the same segment?
Well, I think I also love the Cowboys now.
No, I just thought naturally that I would lead the charge and you would give me the win-loss.
I like it.
Loss.
All right, so why don't you go ahead and lead it?
All right. As you mentioned, country is watching Sunday Night Football. Dallas Cowboys, 8:20 start. David, win or loss?
Well, you know, ordinarily I would say loss. But I think that the Cowboys may just be taking a step back this year. I think the Giants might take a step forward. I don't look at this lightly and say, oh, that's a win. Cowboys, we're just better. Home, haven't beaten them in such a long time. I wrestled with this like a man with a gator. And I finally got to the point where I look at it and I say, that's a win. Giants are 1-0.
Wow, 1-0. All right, week two. We're on the road, and that's going to be a popular theme here early on in the Giants' schedule. We're on the road, 4:05 start in Arizona.
Yeah.
Taking shots.
They'll be taking shots, but I guess the question is, who will be throwing those shots? Probably not Kyler Murray. Arizona, it looks like they're not opposed to being bad this season. Giants are better. That's a 4:05 bury it game. Giants improved to 2-0.
Good. Good.
Good. Explosives. I think Arizona would prefer to be bad. Week three, this is interesting because it's a Thursday night football game and you're staying on the West Coast to face RJ Santillo's San Francisco 49ers.
Greg right. Kittle's unbelievable.
Greg Kittle, George.
Nothing about this game do I like. The Niners are better. It's a short week. It's a short week on the road. My only saving grace is the quarterback play hasn't been figured out by San Francisco at that point, but I can't hang my hat on that. I give the Giants a loss on that Thursday night.
So we're 2-1, headed back home. Monday night football. Giants getting all their primetime games out of the way early to face
a Seattle.
Geno Smith.
I think this Geno Smith might be the real deal.
Pete Carroll. And the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, Geno makes a return to the East Coast. That's a nationally televised game. Seattle's good. Got real weapons, well coached. Always seem to get a lot out of that team. But the Giants are home. If the game was in Seattle, it might be different. It won't be. Give me the Giants at home, prime time, over the Seahawks.
After spending 2 weeks on the road, they come home, now 3-1. Next up, week five, Giants' first 1 o'clock game of the season on the road. Going up against Gordon Damer's Miami Dolphins.
I'm disgusting. The 72 Dolphins. Dolphins seem to disappoint consistently. I mean, they're talented. I like their coach. Vic Fangio, I think, is a tremendous addition. But do I trust them? That's the question. Will Tua be healthy at that point? That's the question. My answer is no. I don't trust them full out. I'll take the Giants on the road to go into Miami and beat the Dolphins.
Wow, 4-1 start. Giants are 4-1. Headed into week six. Another road game, another primetime game. It's a Sunday night football matchup in beautiful Buffalo against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
From boys to men.
Yeah, so they go from the beautiful beaches of Miami to gorgeous Buffalo. I don't like anything about this matchup. I will simply take the Buffalo Bills.
I'm talking about the yo-yos who set themselves on fire and bathe in pork and beans.
Santiago is trying to set the world record for most drops ever in the history of a segment.
And I'm here for it.
So the Giants are now 4-2, headed into week seven, their first home 1 o'clock game. going up against the Fighting Peter Rosenbergs.
I love my commies.
Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you could look at Washington and be terrified. Sam Howell looks like he's going to be the quarterback. That's a home game for the Giants. Maybe Washington takes a step back. I like this one a lot. I'll take the Giants.
5-2.
Mm-hmm.
And now it gets interesting. Another home game, but is it really a home game? It's a 1 o'clock start.
It's a home game, pal.
Going up against my New York Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because I do think the Jets will be good, and at this point they'll probably be a better version of themselves.
Coming off the bye, remember?
Yeah, coming off the bye. I don't feel like definitive about this one, but as we sit here, we do it right now. You know, the Giants are the second team in New York, so I'll say the Jets win that game.
Ooh, 5-3.
Yeah.
And now the Giants are back on the road. They're headed to Vegas.
You let them go to Vegas, we definitely not going to see it.
4:25 start on Fox. Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. Vegas, daunting.
Something I don't trust the Raiders. I like Garoppolo. Obviously, they have weapons. Jacobs is good. Adams is good. Their defense, eh. I think the Giants go to the Raiders. They outcoach them. They outplay them. And they win that football game.
6-3. On the road yet again, week 10, they're in Dallas, the Fighting Raymond Santiago's. It's a 4:25 start on Fox. David.
The Cowboys are the best team in the NFC. I cannot have the Giants sweeping the Cowboys, and I won't, and I'll take Dallas to win that game. They split. Each home team wins.
So we're now 6-4, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we're headed into week 11 on the road. Against the Washington Commanders. It's a 1 p.m. start on Fox.
Compared I think Washington to the Giants and the Washington Commanders?
Will be the worst team in the NFC East, and I don't even think it's a debate. I'll take the Giants to sweep them.
Giants,
they won last year in Washington. I think they win again.
Okay, Giants 7-4. We're back home. Going up against the New England Patriots. 1 p.m. start on Fox.
What's up, Patriot Nation? Yeah!
This might be the first time you can say this in a long time. The Giants are better than New England. I don't trust their quarterbacks. The Giants are home. Patriots could be on the verge of being done, if not completely done by that point. I'll take the Giants to win that game.
8-4 headed into the bye. Not a bad start at all. Coming out of the bye, another primetime game for the New York Giants. They are at home going up against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay.
An oblong football might be the deciding factor for this one. Giants are home. There's a different quarterback. What are the Packers going to be at that point? I'll take the Giants.
9-4, week 15, a 1 p.m. start in New Orleans.
That's always, always been a house of horrors. That's a really tough place to play. I think the Saints will be pretty good. I will take the Saints.
9-5, week 16, Christmas Day, 4:30 start against the disgusting Philadelphia Eagles.
Sloppy. Hey, Papa! Sloppy, some would say.
No, sloppy Dallas.
Disgusting, repulsive.
Disgusting Philadelphia.
Philly. Boy, I wish I had a different result for this one. Christmas Day, who wants to get coal in their stocking? But I think the Giants just might in Philadelphia. That's a tough one to imagine they win. I'll take the Eagles.
Taking the Eagles. All right. Last two games of the season at home. Week 17, 1 p.m. start against the Los Angeles Rams.
He rams the thunder.
Against the Rams, you got to figure weather could certainly be a factor. Is Stafford going to be healthy? What will the Rams be by that point? I have questions about all of those. Thusly, I will take the Giants.
So we're now 10-6, correct?
Correct.
10-6 headed into week 18. Time to be decided at home. Against the Philadelphia slopfest, gross, disgusting Eagles.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I think Philly's just better. And if Philly needs that game, it's hard to imagine the Giants find their way to a victory. Now, Philly could have things cinched up by then and not even play. But I can't go into this now assuming that's going to be the case. Talent alone? Philly is more talented. And it pains me to say it. But I'll take the Eagles again.
Fly, Eagles again.
Eagles fly.
So 10-7.
Yep.
10-7 NFC playoff team.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you take a step. I mean, you're 9-7-1 to 10-7.
Yeah, tougher schedule.
Yeah, though, I mean, the amount of time spent on the road early in the season is wild.
Oh, it's too much. Now, you heard what I did. Well, how do you feel about it?
I feel good about it, but I always feel good about, I mean, you're, because I think you actually, it's not just, you put thought into it, and it's not just, we're going to win 14 games and then win the division. It's, you actually, like, I mean, you give teams that deserve credit.
I'm not purple about Mike when I do this, right?
No, and then when, I mean, you're pleasantly surprised like you were last year. Like that, yeah, on paper, the Eagles are awesome. I mean, they're one of the most talented teams in the NFL, but, I mean, you also have a good team with one of the best coaches in the NFL. You could split that. I mean, you could split those two games.
Yeah. I mean, you could. I have a split against the Cowboys, a sweep of Washington, and a being swept by Philadelphia. I don't think that's outrageous by any stretch.
No. Not at all.
All right, there you have it.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.